Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. First off, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I know it's only Wednesday. Thanksgiving's on Thursday, but we can be thankful even earlier, can't we? So grateful to all of you, our listeners here, and what you delivered here in 2024. Here's what I'm thinking we're going to do this morning. I'm thinking we're going to have our conversation with Stacy Zinn, the former head of the Montana DEA, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad scenario that is played out here in Montana. Maybe I'll save that for the 7 o'clock hour. Attorney General Austin Knutson will have that coming up for you later this hour of the show. Plus, this is just too important of a topic to just do a one and done, to share this with you once. I want to share the full audio with you, especially you early risers here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, or some of you who, you know, you're just getting off the overnight shift, and so you're just about ready to call it a night. And so you're kind of joining us at the end of your day, shall we say, here in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. We got a chance recently to catch up with Max Nelson with the he's a researcher and with government affairs for an organization called the Freedom Foundation. Now, he's on the other side of the Iron Curtain. He's behind enemy lines. He's back in Washington State. So he knows a thing or two about the woke BS that's being pushed these days. Especially when it comes to our schools. But usually this is the type of stuff that you would see in Seattle or San Francisco. But like he said, not in Montana. You know, it's funny. I took the audio of our conversation with Max Nelson from the Freedom Foundation, and I threw it into this AI software that we can use. It's about the only AI thing that we use for the program here. And because what it's helpful is I'll take the audio, I'll upload it into this program, and then it'll basically do a whole transcript for us. So instead of me, you know, fat finger typing for an hour trying to get, well, here's what so-and-so said, because then I can take those sound bites and then transcribe them, put them on our website so you can read what people had. So for those of you that maybe didn't have time to listen to the full interview, you can go at least read some of the highlights, right? But it also compiles a summary. And I was like, wow, this whole little AI program actually did a decent little summary of our conversation with Max Nelson from the Freedom Foundation. Here's the summary that this program put together. The Freedom Foundation's report revealed that the Montana Federation of Public Employees Conference, this was a teachers union conference last month, led by far-left activist Amanda Curtis, featured sessions. Remember, she's the former Butte Democrat lawmaker. Remember, she'd wear the Trayvon Martin hoodie and talk about gun control. Anyway, featured sessions promoting woke ideologies and political partisanship. The conference, funded by taxpayers, included sessions on LGBTQ issues, anti-Israel activism, and radical environmentalism. Teachers were also trained on how to bypass state law. Anyway, that's the AI summary, the actual conversation next.
Securing America.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott and incoming Trump border czar Tom Homan visited Texas National Guard troops along the southern border Tuesday. Governor Abbott telling the troops why their efforts are so important.
For Texas and for our country to remain sovereign, free, and safe.
Homan says Texas's efforts are a model to protect against the effects of the illegal migrant surge over the last several years.
600% increase in sex trafficking.
Fentanyl coming across the border killed 250,000 Americans. Record number of people on terrorist watch lists crossing the border.
And he warned that President Trump's plans will be carried out, regardless of those who may oppose them.
Let me be clear. There is going to be a mass deportation because we just finished a mass illegal immigration crisis on the border.
Holman saying the bottom line is
the nation wants a safe country.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine around the region for today with high temperature readings ranging around the mid and upper 30s across the region. For tonight, we can expect increasing clouds and some snow showers developing late and early on Thanksgiving Day. Any accumulation looking to stay light with lows staying in the mid and upper teens around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Tell you what, Donald Trump's going to be president again. We can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holidays. Are you kidding me? Man, we got to keep our eye on the ball, especially right now. This lame duck Senate, they're going to try to ram through these left-wing judges that will rule against agriculture. They'll rule against oil, gas, coal, timber, you name it. And there's a lot more we got to keep our eye on. Montana Talks, we're going to keep our eye on the ball. But even if we drop the ball, you can call in. Statewide, 9 to 10.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
How did you hear about this? Because I had somebody reach out to me. I had a whistleblower reach out to me and say, hey, I was at this teachers union conference. You wouldn't believe the crazy, woke, left-wing, LGBTQ agenda stuff they were shoving down these teachers' throats.
Well, that certainly aligns with what we've dug up here in the report, Aaron. So at the Freedom Foundation, our primary mission is to serve as a watchdog organization for entities like MFPE, these large, super progressive, super woke government unions that are changing politics and influencing public policy, in our view, in the wrong direction in Montana, in Washington State, where I'm based, and around the country. So we've been doing some work in Montana here for a little while, and this popped up on my radar just after the conference was conducted, actually. And so what we did, essentially, is we were able to get the conference agenda, you know, all of the sessions and the descriptions of those sessions at the MFPE's Educators Conference in Bozeman last month, and we reviewed them. And some of the descriptions are pretty self-explanatory and pretty crazy. We looked into the presenters that were participating and hosting and facilitating these sessions to get a sense of the type of individuals that were being invited to come provide this professional development opportunity for public school teachers in Montana. And I got to say, we were just absolutely floored by what we saw, especially, it's trending as conservative as Montana.
Well, exactly. Yeah. The November election results should spell the end of this DEI woke nonsense. But as we can tell, they're going to continue to try to shove this stuff down the throats of our kids in Montana. Max Nelson is the Director of Research and Government Affairs at the Freedom Foundation that just published this report. Tell us about the wokest of the woke that was shoved down the throats of our teachers at this teachers' conference last month, Max.
Well, it's pretty crazy stuff, Aaron. Our report highlights about 18 or 20 different sessions that were featured as part of this conference. I'll flag just a couple of them, but at kind of a high level, we found about six or seven different sessions that were specifically political in nature, that were partisan in nature. These were opportunities, again, remember, this is late October, this is right before the election, But these were opportunities for Democratic candidates for state legislature and other local candidates in Montana to come and talk to teachers and, at least according to these event descriptions, talk about their plans for the state and, presumably advocate for their partisan point of view. MSPE historically endorses and, backs politically with its election expenditures primarily Democratic candidates. So in this cycle, for example, of the nine candidates for federal or statewide office that MSPE endorsed, all were Democrats or Democrat-affiliated. Of the 74 state legislative candidates that MSPE endorsed, 64 of those were Democrats. So this is an extremely partisan organization. And it was providing a, a platform repeatedly for its preferred political parties and candidates to come in as professional development for educators and give their pitch for the vision for the state. There was another 10 or so what we would describe as ideologically woke sessions. And this really ran the whole spectrum of, issues for the day. All the buzzwords, all the woke buzzwords found their way into some of or other of these presentations. There was one focused on teaching about the Middle East. The event was billed as being presented by Montana's only high school Arabic teacher. And I don't know what was said in that particular session, but we looked up the gentleman who was presenting, outspoken, progressive, anti-Israel activist. He's described President Trump as, quote, a demon from hell. He's described Governor Gianforte as, quote, a filthy creep. He's written that patriotism is a disease and condemned America as a military colonial state. All the crazy stuff. There were presentations from the quote-unquote Extreme History Project of Bozeman, which describes itself essentially as a neo-Marxist historical activist organization, which is actively engaged in, quote, political, social, revolutionary paradigm shifts. There were presentations from academics. Folks like women's studies professors who are promoting things like quote-unquote diverse children's literature that featured LGBTQ plus characters and themes and advised teachers on ways to work around Montana law passed in 2021 about giving parents advance notice of the content of, sex ed instruction and the ability to opt their children out. I mean, this is absolutely, this is what you would expect in San Francisco or, Seattle, not what you would expect in, Montana. And, the list goes on. It's really incredible.
It is. I was tempted to interrupt you at multiple times, but I was like, no, I just got to let you go here because everything that you just described here. I mean, let's just start with one of the woke seminar topics. When you mentioned the name Brendan Work, this anti-Israel activist who, like you said, described President Trump as a demon from hell and called Governor Greg Gianforte a thumb looking freak. This guy has an audience with our teachers, but this is a guy who has been openly anti-Israel, borderline anti-Semitic. He has been leading protests on our college campuses, these pro, you know, Gaza terrorist protests, frankly, where they have been chanting from the river to the sea, which is an anti-Semitic chant. And they're giving this guy who's done these protests featuring anti-Semitic chants a platform to talk to our teachers all across the state of Montana about teaching about the Middle East. Man, I mean, it's as if the teachers union said, hey, let's look at what's happening at Columbia and Harvard in this horrific anti-Semitic nonsense on our college campuses. And it's like they're saying, how do we get more of that in our Montana K through 12 schools? That's just disgusting, if you ask me.
This is House Call for Health. The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, it's often considered one of the biggest party nights of the year because so many people have the next day off. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration offers these facts on drinking and driving. In 2022, 100 drivers were involved in fatal traffic crashes on Thanksgiving Eve, and 35% of those were drunk. From 2018 to 2022, more than 800 people were killed in drunk driving crashes over the Thanksgiving holiday period. NHTSA has a few tips to make sure you get home safely. Make a plan and schedule a ride or ride share in advance or call a taxi. Call a sober friend to get you. Join the masses and and ride public transportation. If you see a friend who you think is drunk and getting ready to drive home, take their keys. And a final tip, always wear a seatbelt, no matter what time of year or holiday season it is. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine around the region for today, with high temperature readings ranging around the mid and upper 30s across the region. For tonight, we can expect increasing clouds and some snow showers developing late and early on Thanksgiving Day. Any accumulation looking to stay light, with lows staying in the mid and upper teens around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, if you guys are traveling for the holidays, you are going to want to download the Montana Talks app. We've got several great conversations that we've had over the past few days. Stacy Zinn, the former head of the DEA in Montana, talking about a real-life Breaking Bad case right here in Montana, meth dealing on the Crow Reservation and more. Plus, Attorney General Austin Knutson sounded off after Canada wanted to spy on gun shows in Montana. Full audio, Montana Talks app.
Hey, it's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, after a lot of years of having a minimal presence in the marketplace, U.S. red meat is actually gaining a little bit of traction down in Cuba, due in part to an expansion of private sector buying. Now, to help U.S. suppliers capitalize on this opportunity, the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently held an educational seminar in Miami, bringing exporters and prospective buyers together to learn more about the procedure for conducting business in the Caribbean island. USMEF Caribbean Representative Elizabeth Wunderlich has more details on the seminar.
There's excitement about the market. Our members just jumped at the chance for meeting all of these buyers. They made effort to come and learn about how to actually do business in Cuba. And we brought in an expert who has been working with exporting, but also with our government, to understand how to muddle through all the regulations. And he did a super job of explaining the steps that you have to go to make this happen.
And that expert is Paul Johnson of Focus Cuba, who says much of the interest from Cuban buyers is for U.S. pork due to a sharp decline in Cuba's domestic pork production. He notes that opportunities for U.S. exporters are also expanding because they now have access to more buyers rather than having to work through Cuba's government procurement agency. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
This is Carson Stevenson inviting you to the annual Stevenson's Diamond Dot Production Sale on Monday, December 2nd. This offering of registered Angus cattle includes 235 yearling bull calves, 120 registered two-year-old bulls, 110 registered females, and 700 commercial females, including bred heifers and young cows. Sale begins at 12 noon at the ranch in Hobson, Montana. We hope to see you there.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know everything from traffic jams to early morning meetings to pitching a product to a job well done. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Let's chat at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Every year, humic loss makes it harder for crops to absorb applied nutrients. Resurge from Helena is a low-dust granule that delivers humic compounds to improve nutrient uptake and plant growth. The Resurge Granule's superior hardness and uniformity withstands pneumatic applications, allowing for even distribution in your fertilizer and across the acre. Energize your soil and elevate your crops. Contact your Helena representative to learn more. Always follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Well, it's that time of year again to submit nominations for ASI Awards, which will be presented during the American Sheep Industry Convention headed for sunny Scottsdale, Arizona in January. Now, the deadline for all award nominations is this Friday, November 29th. There are five awards open for nominations, including the McClure Silver Ram Award, the Peter Orwick Camp Tender Award, the Distinguished Producer Award, the Industry Innovation Award, and the Shepherd's Voice Award. Again, nominations are due by this Friday. For more details, visit sheepusa.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Doubling down on stupid, doubling down on woke, doubling down on this anti-Israel, borderline anti-Semitic nonsense. That's how you could sum up some of these sessions that were pushed at this recent teachers conference in Bozeman, put on by the MFPE. Here's more of our conversation with the Freedom Foundation's Max Nelson.
Well, and that is absolutely the mindset, Aaron. It truly is. I mean, you have true believers running MFPE right now. As you mentioned, Amanda Curtis, the executive director of the union, is herself a repeat Democratic candidate for office. She was the lead presenter on a number of these sessions, particularly those focused on electoral politics and political activism. It's not surprising, the content. Now, and here's where the biggest issue in my mind. MFPE, it's a private organization. It's a labor union. If it wants to host a super woke, politically oriented conference and invite teachers to attend, that's its right as a private organization. But here's the kicker in my mind, is that under existing Montana state law, schools are directed to close for 2 days in October in order that teachers can go to this conference and be indoctrinated on paid time at taxpayer expense and receive professional development credits to maintain their state teaching certificate.
Absolutely.
That's
insane.
The crazy part.
So when your parents have to figure out what to do with your kids for a couple of days while you're still working, et cetera, you're working to pay taxes so that your taxpayer dollars can send these teachers to this far left training session, essentially. That's insane. And exactly what Max Nelson is now confirming. They literally had entire training sessions to educate teachers on how they can work around the law or basically straight up violate Montana law. I'll ask you guys this question. Do you want, grown adults talking to your kids about their sex life? Now, sex education is one thing, right? But do you want grown adults talking to your minor children, encouraging them to go down a certain path sexually? Do you want them, promoting a certain sexual persuasion to your kids? That's what they were doing in some of these sessions. They had one session, and this is detailed in this Freedom Foundation report, Montana taxpayers foot the bill for woke politics at teachers union conference. An entire session, LGBTQ+, state of the state. The whole session to promote the LGBTQ agenda in your public schools. And then you had the anti-Israel activist pushing his agenda. They had a whole session, intellectual freedom in the era of book banning.
All right, let's hold it right there, back in 60 seconds after the Fox News update.
They had a whole session, intellectual freedom in the era of book banning. Okay, look, it's the left-wing activists on the left coast that are trying to ban American classics like To Kill a Mockingbird. Simply having age-appropriate books in a school library is not book banning. But that's what they want to push. They want to push this agenda on all the public school teachers across the state. Max, I'll tell you what, you had the perfect lay-in to the break there, which is, and they're doing all this with our taxpayer dollars. Talk about how our taxpayer dollars are funding this. And some local school boards go even further, right?
That's correct, Aaron. Yeah. So, you know, in my mind, you know, as I mentioned a moment ago, you know, MSPE as a private organization can host whatever events it wants. It can have whatever speakers or whatever perspectives come in, and it can even invite public school teachers to come and join them. And if they want to do that on their own time, fine. It's free country. Go right ahead. The challenge with this, the problem with this, and when with this kind of woke ideological agenda indoctrination sessions, is that it's taxpayer funded. The current law in Montana requires school districts to shut down for 2 days in October so that teachers can go attend this MFPE union-sponsored educators conference and get professional development credits that they need to maintain their state teaching certificate. Now, of course, there's other ways to get professional development, but this one is state-sanctioned, and it happens on paid time. You know, teachers are still being treated as though they're on the job and they're working and they're going to sit through these indoctrination sessions. And that's prescribed right in state law. And it's a decades old rule, decades old law. But that's the real key issue here. There's essentially taxpayer funded indoctrination of public school teachers in Montana. Now, there's other state laws that are equally outrageous. In the way that they result in taxpayers supporting and subsidizing extreme teachers union activities. There's a separate state law that arguably allows teachers to attend the MFPE's, just their organizational conference every year to do things like elect union officers or endorse political candidates or, you know, attend to the internal business of the union. I don't see any public interest or public policy justification for requiring teachers or requiring taxpayers to pay for teachers' time or other public employees' time to go attend a private organization's annual conference. And there are examples throughout Montana, and we'll probably have more on this at a later date, where the collectively bargained union contracts with school districts and cities and counties and even the state provide paid time off to public employees at taxpayer expense to go engage in union advocacy.
All right, and then they've got an example right out of Butte, Silver Bow in particular, where something like that is happening right now with your taxpayer dollars. And then what's interesting is they push this environmental agenda that actually goes against most private sector union jobs, if you work in mining, coal, oil, gas, you name it.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So what Max Ferd Nelson was detailing here, he was detailing how, okay, so here you have this woke teachers union conference in Bozeman last month put on by the MFPE. And this is the same MFPE that lobbied against their own school teachers. You remember when School District 2, the largest school district in the state, the teachers there, you overwhelmingly rejected being forced to wear masks back during the COVID stupidity. And it was Amanda Curtis and the MFPE using your union dues against you, slapping you in the face by lobbying in support of mask mandates when the teachers in the largest school district in the state said no, they didn't want to be forced to wear those stupid things. Just another reminder on that front. But here you have your taxpayer dollars. And what he was laying out here is where basically, you know, you are giving paid time off to public employees at taxpayer expense to go engage in some of this partisan activity by the teachers union. And again, for those of you that are union members, this isn't union bashing here. Because when they are pushing their radical environmentalist agenda on these school teachers, they are pushing a message that goes against your union job if you work in the private sector oil, gas, mining, you name it, right? Whether it's coal mining, copper mining, you name it, they are trying to indoctrinate teachers to try to indoctrinate kids against your union job. And they're using your taxpayer dollars to do it. And then the teachers that don't like it, their dues and their taxpayer funds are being spent in the same way. All right, back to Max Nelson with the Freedom Foundation.
There's at least one teachers union contract we've come across out in the Butte Silver Bow area that requires 20 days of paid time off for the teachers union president during the legislative session so that the teachers union president can go lobby the legislature on behalf of the union on paid time and at taxpayer expense.
Wow.
So that's the consistent theme where we're concerned as a public policy organization and as a taxpayer rights organization is that so much of this craziness has been, you know, infiltrated into the system in a way that taxpayers are required to pay for it. I think it's absolutely something that the state legislature needs to
pay. Well, it's outrageous. And the other point that I would make
at the start of the new year.
Yeah, the other point that I would make here is that this union ends up lobbying against other unions. This union works against the interest of other unions, against the interest of the private sector unions. I mean, in fact, there was a whole session on eco schools. These guys want to push the radical environmentalist agenda in our K-12 publicly funded schools, and they use taxpayer dollars to fund this teachers. So basically, they want to use our taxpayer dollars and our teachers to indoctrinate our kids against the very types of natural resource industries, agriculture, you name it, that funds these very schools in the first place. As one of the sessions was, Eco Schools US. And the National Wildlife Federation is a green decoy, a Democrat Party front group, a radical leftist environmental group that wants to, apparently, I think you wrote here, that the National Wildlife Federation describes eco schools, quote, as a certification program for elementary through secondary schools that nurtures environmental learning and climate action. So they make it very clear. They want to indoctrinate our kids against agriculture, oil, gas, coal, you name it, the very industries that fund these schools.
That's exactly right. Well, and there was another session as well, even closer to the ground here in Montana, about the Montana Constitution. It was a presentation by a noted Montana attorney and progressive activist and a delegate to the last 1972 Constitutional Convention, as well as the second co-presenter was a Democratic Party-aligned activist. As I'm sure has been clear to many of your listeners who follow the political debate in Montana, the 1972 Constitution, a state constitution, and how it's interpreted and applied have been hot topics in the legislature, partially around what it means for environmental policy and the implications for the state's ability to develop its natural resources and energy. And obviously MFP has taken a position, which is in line with all the progressive teachers unions and government unions, that climate change is a massive priority that justifies Marxist takeover of the economy and a shutdown of domestic energy production. And you're right, that's directly contrary to the interests of many of the traditional private sector trade unions who go out and build things and make stuff and, produce energy.
Well, I could almost guarantee you there's some Montana legislators who are either reelected, still in office, or just got elected to office that are going to start drafting legislation to bring this nonsense to a halt. But as you pointed out, this already seems to go against and conflict with Montana law. Attorney General Austin Knutson issued an official, an AGO, Attorney General opinion, if I'm not mistaken, where he said, look, critical race theory, anti-racism programming, all of this stuff, that is racism, it is discriminatory, and it's not allowed in our schools, and yet that seems to be what they were trying to push at this teachers union conference last month.
Well, you're definitely right about that. We hadn't talked much about the racial aspect of the conference, but certainly they were promoting things like diversity, equity, inclusion trainings in the workplace and talking about microaggressions and systemic oppression you know, combating white supremacy that's allegedly pervasive and systemic in public schools. So certainly the, you know, the race, the divisive racial concepts and ideology of the left made an appearance, a healthy appearance there at the conference as well. And you're also correct that several years ago, the superintendent of public instruction in Montana had requested an official opinion from the attorney general about whether this type of critical race theory and anti-racism programming in certain contexts is legal or not. And the AG came back with a very strong opinion condemning it as illegal. Now, of course, it depends a little bit on the facts. You know, is it mandatory? What was the setting? You know, it's not illegal to talk about these things. So I'm not sure if any laws were violated in that sense.
In that sense, yeah. Another question that comes to mind here, Max Nelson, we greatly appreciate your time, and this is just a fascinating report that you put together for the Freedom Foundation. I know we've only got about a minute or so to go here, and then we'll get to callers after the break. But I look at all of these sessions, and I wonder, were these people being paid to put on these sessions? So like the anti-Israel activist, did he get paid to put on this session? So basically, it's no different than when the federal government gives our money to these NGOs to traffic illegal aliens into this country. They're using our money to then pay their buddies and their other left-wing activists.
You know, it's a great question, Aaron. I don't know that I have the answer to that off the top of my head, but just speculating a little bit, I suspect that either these presenters were volunteering, or they may have been paid by the union to come to attend. I doubt they were paid directly by government to attend.
But by the union,
although teachers were there on paid time.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, you take a step back, taxpayers are subsidizing the union, taxpayers are collecting dues for the union, so I think it's fair to say that there's some level of public support.
Yeah, then they're propping up these left-wing organizations and giving them publicity with our, you know, our K-12 publicly funded school teachers across the state. Max Nelson, incredible reporting. Thanks for the quick turnaround and joining us here on Montana Talks.
All right. Hey, this is great. You know, listening to that conversation once again with Max Nelson, I was thinking, man, I would love to get the insight, get reaction from, you know, Tim N. Savage, our Mondakistan bureau chief, because, you know, he's worked in K-12 schools all across Montana, still is a county school superintendent. Anyway, Tim N. Savage now on the phone lines this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Tim. Good to hear from you.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Aaron. You know, out in Mondakistan, we don't take holidays and days off. There's always work that's got to be done. So, of course, we're getting things taken care of.
That's right. That's right. Hey, what did you think about this report from the Freedom Foundation?
Well, I think it was spot on in a lot of things. I just wanted to add a little bit of context to it. One of the things he said was that, you know, that the requirement in state law that schools close during those 2 days for teacher in-service time, yeah, he said that is decades old, and that does go a long ways back. But the reality is that that was written at a time when the only way you could go and get your recertification units was to go to a conference. And those conferences used to be big. They used to be a whole lot better. And anymore, though, with the advent of computers and technology and online learning and on-demand courses and a lot of individual courses that are taught locally, there's not a lot of people that I know that even attend that anymore other than the hardcore union members. So, for example, out here, I went out and I taught youth mental health first aid during one of those days. And there's a lot of other options to provide teacher in-service. So it's not the mandated every teacher that needs to go to it anymore. And I said, most of the people I know don't even attend the MFPE.
It's just outdated. I mean, content aside, it's just an outdated method. Very interesting. Hold that thought. If you can, stand by. We'll come back to you after the break.
Cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm grateful first that you rallied on behalf of your country in this past election. You understood the severity, the importance of this inflection moment for the country, and everybody did their part, and you did it overwhelmingly. And I'm going to be very specific. I want to thank the people of Georgia and Governor Kemp and his team. And I want to thank the people of North Carolina. And I want to thank the people in Pennsylvania. Wow, Pennsylvania was amazing. I want to thank the people of Wisconsin and the people of Michigan and the people in Arizona and the people in Nevada. I want to thank all of you and then every other state that helped Donald Trump and propelled him to winning the popular vote as well as the Electoral College.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
So the FBI, they call it house stealing, and I've been telling you about this for over a year. Now, title fraud is on the rise. In fact, a DA in California recently said that known fraud attempts in his county have gone from zero to 73 in just the past 18 months. With just one document, a fake quit claim deed, and a $40 phony notary stamp, a criminal can steal your home's title. Once they have it, they can transfer ownership, take out loans in your name, and leave you with nothing but a financial disaster. But there is a way to stop them. And I trust HomeTitleLock.com to protect my home, my properties, and I've arranged an exclusive offer just for you. Right now, you can get 50% off their triple lock home title protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring, urgent alerts, and the best part, if a criminal ever targets your title, HomeTitleLock.com will work fast to restore it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, use the promo code Hannity. You get 50% off today. Protect your most valuable asset.
Set. This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Economics is really about predicting human behavior. 50 years ago, some economists launched into the study of crime and came up with a startling controversial conclusion. Capital punishment, they found, did deter murders and other capital offenses. That sparked a debate over whether crime can be understood as a rational act that rages to this day. Whether or not you think that approach has any value, there's one thing clear about crime, and that is its huge historic swings in the U.S. over the last 50 years. Violent crime rates surged in the 60s and 70s in cities around the nation. Homicide rates doubled and violent crime rates tripled. Yet a few decades later, the declines were almost as large. Perhaps it was mass incarceration, which particularly impacted black men, and mandatory sentencing and three strikes laws that were passed to put repeat offenders behind bars. The big swings in addictive drug development, illegal immigration. Now that crime is back, we need to understand it. I'm Patrick Barkey.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Energy Corrosion Services, where your journey begins.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Stacey Zinn and Attorney General Austin Knutson coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show here on this Wednesday. But great to get reaction from Tim and Savage. Now I've got a full write-up on our Montana Talks website about this woke teachers union conference. Tim, what's more reaction you have to this Freedom Foundation report? I mean, first off, that, you know, the fact that, hey, most teachers don't even go to that MFPE, I'll call it garbage anymore, except for the woke partisan teachers that want to be a part of that whole thing. Although still, I would say, you know, man, it's just crazy when they are instructing teachers how to get around the law, how to get around the intent of we the people, we the parents, we the legislators, etc. Wow. I mean, that is just crazy. So even the fact that they're doing that with just a handful of teachers, and I will guarantee you, I know that there's at least one teacher in Billings who tried to do just that, get around that type of law.
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, is that they truly believe that they are above everybody else, and they know more than the educational leadership in the state, than the elected leaders, the governor, the legislature. They truly, I mean, they're hardcore ideologues. I mean, the same crowd that chants from the river to the sea and doesn't realize just how unbelievably anti-Semitic those sort of comments are. And so they just don't get it. But the MFPE conference in October, I mean, it's antiquated. You look at, I remember back over 20, 25 years ago, people were stopping going to that and they're looking for alternatives. I mean, they had a thing out in Sydney called Education East back in the mid-90s as an alternative to the teachers' convention. And then, of course, with technology anymore, people don't need to travel to Missoula or Bozeman or Billings or Helena in order to get their required amount of professional development. You have so many more flexibilities now, and getting online and seeking out what you really need, and then also working within your school district to find out what's important as well.
What a great opportunity we've got right now with Susie Hedlund coming in as Superintendent of Public Instruction, people like you and others serving on the Board of Public Ed, along with the intent coming from the legislature and Governor Gianforte to really, you know, make education great again or make it better, right? And just rethink some of this stuff that we've been doing for 20, 30, 40 years and be like, there's probably a better way to do this.
And I have said my whole career that just because we've always done it that way, that is the absolute worst reason to ever do anything. I mean, we need to be open and considering. That's what I've tried to do on the Board of Public Ed, is look at alternatives, look at flexibilities, and just look at different ways to accomplish the same thing. I mean, COVID just taught us that. I mean, you don't have to have everything the exact same way. It's what Lou Jones calls the cells and the bells. Just because we always educated that way, that doesn't mean that's the only way that students learn. And that's what I love about the various public charters and all the different opportunities that students have now today. And also, in the same regard, if we're going to look at alternatives for students, we need to look at alternatives for teachers, the alternative license requirements, and then considering then the alternative ways to get your required in-service time.
That's right. Especially there's a great demand for more teachers right now. I think we're around 1,000 down, a shortage of teachers just in Montana alone. Hey, Tim, before we run, I got about a minute to go here. I got to ask you, how far down are you now? Last time we chatted, you were 50 pounds down thanks to Billings' last diet.
Oh, and that was the other thing I want to talk about, Thanksgiving. I want to thank Billings, Dr. Williams and the crew there at Billings Last Diet, my coach, and you for promoting this. I mean, it took a long time for me to get into my thick head to do this, but I'm 52.5 pounds down this morning. And, of course, you know, the first 10, 20, 30 actually go pretty quick when you get a certain weight. But once you start getting a lot leaner, then it's a little more work to come off.
That's right.
You got to keep working the program. And so, of course, my trajectory isn't going at a pound or pound and a quarter a day anymore. So it's but you got to stay vigilant with it and trusting the process and trusting all those people.
Well, three to five pounds of fat burning a week is massive. It's huge. But yeah, I mean, you lost 50 in under 2 months. That is just incredible. BillingsLastDiet.com. BillingsLastDiet.com if you want to benefit as well.
I'm Eben Brown. We usually apply the Second Amendment to U.S. citizens, but what about people who aren't in the country legally? A federal judge in Ohio says no. It's the case of an illegal immigrant named Carlos Serrano Restrepo, who is charged with unlawfully possessing 170 firearms. Serrano Restrepo has been residing in the U.S. for over 15 years, but he is illegal. The ATF says he lied on his federal forms when buying the weapon, saying he was a U.S. citizen. And he still must have passed the federal background checks. Serrano Restrepo's lawyers argued the case violated his Second Amendment rights, but the judge disagreed, writing that disarming unlawful migrants who have not sworn allegiance to the U.S. comports with the nation's history and tradition of firearm regulations. That's a nod to the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.